So, we have a preacher troll. Now, I'm not religious, but in the long, long ago, I used to be. So whenever someone starts pontificating about religion, I'm always humored. This is especially true because I had a family member that would actually try to bend the religion to justify any of his actions. And since I actually knew the religion better than he did, I could always shut him down in that regard. So this preacher, it's kind of funny because he first came to my attention from another MGTOW making a response to him. And this other MGTOW was religious. So it was kind of funny to see the infighting there, actually. And he posted a video with the comments going back and forth and all that. Now, I wasn't going to touch this. Honestly, I wasn't going to touch this. But he posted a video today, just as I was about to sign off. So I went through it and posted a comment underneath. And within 5 minutes of posting the comment, all of the comments for all of his videos were then disabled. And I had this feeling something like that might happen, so I actually saved my comment to file before he had a chance to remove them. And after he disabled comments, I made a backup of his video, so I actually have the full-length version in case he ever removes it at some point in the future. So I'll link to the full version in the low bar, and if he removes it, I will put a copy of the video up on this channel so that you can see the full-length version if you want. But the long and short, if you don't want to go through the full 13 minutes of it, is that any men who get married, 9 times out of 10, will have successful marriages if they pray hard enough, if they're religious enough, if they're with God enough. And MGTOW are married men who weren't religious enough or weren't with God enough, didn't select the right women, so therefore they're angry and bitter, and they've joined this wicked cult known as MGTOW. Now, I had to laugh when he posted this because he was quoting the Apostle Paul in this video. And for those of you unfamiliar with the religious peoples, the Apostle Paul actually said that he wished that all men could be like him because he had no need for a woman. So I was like, really? You done goofed. And it's funny because at minute 5 he actually quoted Paul's own words that it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But then he released subclips of his videos. And one of the subclips, which appeared after I commented, actually begins after that statement from Paul where it is good for a man to not touch a woman. So in other words, he cut off the first section of the statement to begin the clip with, "It is better to marry than to burn." Just the brazen cherry picking of this. I can't help but laugh. And then at 5:55, he ends up saying the same thing where Paul reiterates himself. So when I replied to him in this comment, I said at 5 and 5:55, you totally validated MGTOW. It is good for a man not to touch a woman, so what's the problem? In here, he also makes the claim that all MGTOW were previously married and have since descended into wickedness. So I was like, well, I was never married, so does that make me righteous like Paul? I mean, it would have to, wouldn't it? It is good for a man not to touch a woman. And then I tease him a bit. Ignore the existence of the government. 9 times out of 10, that's just supposed to work. So every man that gets divorced raped wasn't godly enough, right? Now, if he had replied, I think I know how it would have went. Anytime bad statistics happen, it's because people didn't pray hard enough. We have computers that can automatically navigate based on statistics, but when it comes to humans, they're just supposed to ignore those statistics and just pray harder. For some reason, right after this, the rapper T.I. came to mind. He's bragging about how much money he makes, and he was like, "Life isn't like this for you. Yeah, you should pray harder." So if you guys are eager to downvote something, I'm glad I could help you out. Link to his MGTOW reaping video and channel will be in the low bar.